Y me acompaña la señorita Madison, que va a estar también con nosotros. Madison, ¿cómo estás? Good morning.
Buenos días.
Buenos días. Mr. John, it's a pleasure to have you here one more time. And the microphone is yours. Take it away.
Hola, señor.
Y bueno, pues vamos a platicar el día de hoy. Tenemos conversación. Vamos a platicar acerca de las marchas, acerca de lo que están haciendo los estudiantes en las escuelas públicas. Llámese de Tulsa, Broken Arrow, everywhere. Hay muchas marchas por donde quiera. Adelante, Ángel. ¿Qué gustas?
All right, so we're going to be talking about the protests that are currently happening across schools, in Tulsa Public Schools and across all districts.
See, so what we're seeing right now from students is they don't like what they're seeing from ICE. They don't like, seeing that their friends, families are being hurt, that people are being pulled from their cars, people are being shot, both immigrants and citizens, by ICE because they're roving around and wearing masks and doing things that, again, our students, they get along with each other, no matter what their immigration status,
Okay.
they're all students.
Déjame preguntarte, déjame, antes de que lo traduzcas, let me ask you something. They can protest. The protest, they got the right to protest.
So,
¿Tienen derecho de protestar?
yeah, our First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States gives all people, whether you're a student, whether you're an immigrant, whether you're
Sí.
a politician, we all have the right to talk, whether it be protest about our government or to say what we want to say. Now, we can't do something that is going to hurt other people. So we can't say we're gonna, yeah, we're gonna, we don't want violence.
Bueno, vamos a hacerlo de la manera para que Ángel pueda traducir todo esto. Estamos platicando acerca. John, ¿cuál es su posición? ¿Cuál es su posición en la public school? ¿Cuál es su posición, John?
Yeah, so I am the District 5 school board member
Okay.
For Tulsa Public Schools, and there are actually two elections coming up for my fellow board members in District 7, which is the Memorial High School feeder pattern, as well as East Central District 4. My friend Connie Dotson is running against Alina Ashley in District 4, and the president of the school board, Susan Lampkin, is running against Michael Phillips in District 7.
Ok, vámonos, Ángel, a algo que hagas recopilado acerca de la conversación que estamos haciendo, acerca de estas protestas que están haciendo en las escuelas públicas.
Sí, de las protestas, dice John que todos los estudiantes, no importa si no son documentados o que tengan documentos, todos tienen el derecho de protestar. Los estudiantes están mirando todo esto, lo que está pasando en las noticias, ¿sí? Y están tomando acción, y están enseñando a la gente que pues están viendo
Se
que
está protestando, claro.
sí.
Ah, me preguntaba, el entendí lo de que ningún oficial de policía puede arrastrarte ni sacarte de tu carro ni hacerte ni entrar a ningún lugar. Está prohibido por la ley.
Sí, eso está.
¿Qué más? ¿Qué más dijo el What is it more something about those? They cannot pull you, drag you out of your car or nothing like that. What's this?
So, the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution
Okay.
says that our government must not use unlawful searches and seizures.
Okay.
And what that means is, if you're just driving down the street, right, just because of the color of your skin, or maybe how you talk, what your accent
El
is,
exacto.
right?
Sí. Entonces, lo que está diciendo es que los policías o agentes de inmigración no los pueden como sacar del coche o no pueden entrar a su casa porque está protegido con
La cuarta enmienda.
El cuatro amén.
Cuarta enmienda.
Ajá, cuarto amén. Y ya, eso básicamente.
Mr. John, ¿qué es lo que sigue? Tú como candidato, ¿qué es lo que sigue, Ángel?
Candidate, what next?
So right now, we our Department of Human Services, or Department of Homeland Security, sorry, they are shut down. So ICE, although it has all of the funding, so it is still going out and doing what ICE does, our Democrats and some Republicans in Congress have said, we're not going to fund DHS, which is Customs Services, Border Security. We're not going to fund it until they do some things to stop ICE.
Mm-hmm. Okay, entonces lo que está diciendo es que ahorita mismo el departamento de DHS han parado funding. There's no
está cerrado, sí. Es
about not that funding for ICE yet. Uh-huh. Let's stop ICE, pero no sí. Se though all the other stuff.
Sí, sí, okay. Sí. Entonces, ay, perdón. Okay.
El departamento de DHS está cerrado, pero ellos siguen recibiendo. ICE still receive the money, right?
Sí.
Pero el departamento en sí, llámese Border Patrol, the rest of the department, they're shut now.
Yeah, FEMA and all of them.
What are those conditions? What are the conditions? What did Democrats ask them to do?
So they're asking for no more masks.
No more máscaras?
So they want them to identify themselves.
They can't.
Right? Gaudy cameras. Which makes sure that they don't break our First Amendment, our rights. We don't want them to be beating people or shooting people unlawfully.
Sí, unas cosas que quieren, como en el Congreso, es que quieren que para continuar, para que les den dinero, es para que no se pongan las barras en máscara, para que se identifiquen, y para que no quebren la ley de... pues para que no quebren la...
Sí, ahora... Hemos visto, I don't know, this is part of their scene, like at TVs every day about those agents to drag people, beating people, pull them out of the cars. And lo vemos every day. Lo vemos todos los días.
Es horrifico, sí.
¿Todo esto va a parar? You think it's going to stop someday?
Sí. The other part of this is that they want to have judicial warrants. So you can't just
she's going
break into somebody's house. They want to also make sure that there's no roving patrols. I should be only enforcing judicial orders. They should be going into a jail where someone is being held, right, for already breaking the law, has already gone through due process. Once you do that, then they can take somebody and deport them.
Okay.
It shouldn't be going house to house.
Okay, Angel.
Sí, básicamente lo que está diciendo el señor John es que lo que quieren es que deben de tener órdenes judiciales, así que...
Para poder llegar a las casas.
Ajá, sí, exactamente. No pueden entrar y...
Forzar. Ahora, ¿qué pasa si, por ejemplo, alguien llega a mi casa? ¿Qué pasa si llegan unos agentes a mi casa? ¿Qué tengo que hacer?
So,
¿cuáles son los puntos a seguir?
Okay, so if someone were to come to my house, what should I ask for?
You should ask for a warrant.
Okay, primeramente, para empezar, sí. Una orden de cateo. ¿Qué más?
And no warrant, no enter.
Okay.
All right, and you can call a lawyer.
Okay.
Right? There are people that can come and can talk to those people. If they don't have a warrant, they don't have a right to come into your casa.
Now, as me as a citizen, if I see like intrude in my house or the unlawful enter my house, see people with masks and everything, do I have the right to shoot him?
In Oklahoma, you do. If they don't tell who they are, and they're breaking into your house unannounced, then in Oklahoma, you have a right to defend yourself and your property.
No se quiere promocionar la violencia, pero aquí en el estado de Oklahoma tenemos el derecho de que si alguien entra a tu casa sin permiso a robar o a entrar a hacerte daño, tú tienes el derecho de pegarle un tiro a esa persona. Ahora, hay modos de hacerlo. Tampoco estamos diciendo que usted pueda matar a un oficial. Pero si usted se ve, como estamos viendo los videos, we'll see the videos. You're in your house, peacefully, watching a movie, you know, the whole nine yards, and the harder knows somebody break your house. It's scary. Now, you get the right to pull in or not?
So, again, if they don't identify themselves and you don't know who they are, technically you have the right. Now, I would never say to try to get in a gunfight with...
Tell them, I was going to tell them. Yeah. So explain it.
But again, our laws are quite clear that if someone in Oklahoma tries to break into your house, and they are physically going at you, you have a right to defend yourself. And
this is inside your house.
See. And Alex Preddy, the gentleman who died in Minnesota.
Yeah.
He was carrying a gun.
Okay.
Trump was trying to say, if you have a gun, that makes you illegal, right? At a protest. That is also against your Second Amendment rights. The NRA Republicans said, no, 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 that's not okay. You have a right, if you are lawfully carrying a gun,
okay,
to be able to carry that with you.
Okay. Bueno, Ángel.
Sí, básicamente está diciendo, John, que si no se identifican y no sabes quién son, técnicamente tienes el derecho para defenderte. Y como hemos mirado en ¿cómo se llama? En Minnesota, sí, de Alex Preding, el señor que falleció de la violencia de los oficiales. Él sí traía una pistola, pero tenía el derecho a...
Sí, exactamente. Ahora, don't you think it's better to call the police in this case?
Sí, John. Sí, and the policía... The problem is when there is 3,000 ICE agents and only 600 police,
yes,
they can't be everywhere. And it may take an hour or 2 hours. But that's why, to try to de-escalate, ICE shouldn't be just forcing themselves on people, ripping them from their cars.
Okay.
They should be acting like any law officer. They should be identifying themselves. They should be... showing that they have a warrant. If not, then you have rights to remain silent. And again, as long as they're not escalating things, I tell people, be peaceful. You know, don't say anything. and just, if you have documentation, make sure you provide that.
Yeah.
But they're arresting people in court. People show up to their court hearings. And they've got ICE outside the courtroom taking people who are refugees, who are here legally, when they show up to their meetings.
Ángel.
Sí, bueno, pues el problema es cuando hay 3,000 agentes de ICE y solo 500 policías no pueden estar en todas las partes de la ciudad.
Sí, bueno, y básicamente no lo pueden hacer por esa manera. Ahora, si esto va a aplicar, is going to apply new, is coming, they're going to start doing that or not? Because they're still doing it. It doesn't matter. I mean.
See, so as your representative,
okay,
if I get elected in November,
okay,
and I beat Kevin Hearn for Congress, I want to implement nuevo laws on immigration, okay? Because what we've got right now is a process that is too slow, and it takes too long, but it's also costs too much money, mucho dinero, especially if you're a refugee, like from Venezuela, if you're an asylum seeker, it's like $20,000.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, to have a lawyer.
Yeah,
to be able to do these type of processes. So people come here and they want to be citizens.
Bueno.
But it's muy expensivo.
Las promesas del candidato John, si queda como congresista, son, Ángel.
Sí, como su representante, si está elegido en noviembre, y gana contra Kevin Hearn, quiere implementar nuevas leyes sobre inmigración. Porque tenemos ahora un proceso que... es demasiado lento.
Claro.
Y no, es muy costoso. Mucho dinero. De mí, $20.
Ajá, exactamente. Wow. Vamos al aire. Si gustas ponerte los audífonos, Ángel, a ver qué nos dice la gente. ¿Tiene alguna pregunta? Qué buena. Buenos días. Adelante con su pregunta, por favor. Buenos días.
Muy buenos días. Felicidades por seguir a esta persona hasta ahí con... mi pregunta es... ¿Hasta cuándo va a estar el Estado Petrol interviniendo lo que está haciendo ahora con la migración?
Ok, muy buena pregunta. La persona, the person is on the phone, Mr. John, he asked if the state trooper, how long the state trooper is going to do acting like as a immigration?
Sí, so the Tulsa police are not...
No, they're state troopers.
You see, they're not working, but the state troopers, as long as they're... doing this sweep,
Okay.
With Trump. So this has to do with Trump and how he's doing his immigration. They're working with OHP right now, and they'll continue to do that. They've had two on I-40 and on I-35.
Okay.
They've had two times where they were actually pulling people over to try to catch immigrants on doing stops on the highway.
So how long this do you think? Like,
I mean, until Trump is out of office.
Bueno, posiblemente esto dure hasta que termine de que el presidente sea presidente de los Estados Unidos, que termine su término.
Stitt is governor, see? Perhaps we elect another governor, so elections matter. We have a gubernatorial election in Noviembre.
Okay.
And so you've got Cindy Munson is not going to push for these things compared to Gittner Drummond or Charles McCall or Mike Mazzei, some of these other guys for us.
So, tenemos una esperanza que posiblemente en el cambio de gobernador, posiblemente se haga eso, que ya son en noviembre, this coming November, the election. En este noviembre va a ser elecciones, y es que pues a votar, señores. Lo único que le podemos decir.
Pedrita, estoy agradecido con la respuesta.
Muchas gracias, muy amable, caballero. 9 de la mañana con 21 minutitos, estamos en vivo con el señor John Crosse, que estamos hablando, él es del Departamento de Educación, que es candidato al congresista. Ahora viene lo bueno en noviembre, vienen elecciones, así es que usted decide por quién votar. Voy a ir a una pausa muy cortita, una pausa comercial, y ya regresamos en vivo con el señor John Crescent. Aquí suena la que bueno. Me acompaña el señor John Crescent. Yo le quiero preguntar algo muy personal acerca de los la policía de caminos, el State Troopers. Se escuchaba el rumor, Mr. John. As a rumor has about those State Troopers stopping people for no reason. Is that correct?
Well, and what they have to be able to stop you for, and we shouldn't have anyone being stopped just because of what they look like. It should be like generally for a tag being expired or a tail light or
expired out. Rich profile?
I think they are.
Okay.
We've actually heard of ICE following people from, they start at their house and they get in their car to go to work in el trabajo, okay. And they pull them over on the way to work. So they have a list of people. And they did that to a guy that spent a month and a half in Tejas, in El Paso.
Sí.
And eventually, the American Dream Center and a group of people have helped to get him out. But again, we're seeing them pull people over. They have to do it as a stop, so they say you're speeding.
Okay. Le estamos preguntando acerca de cuál es la razón que el State Trooper para la gente. Le preguntaba yo que si era por el perfil racial. Dice que algunos sí. Ahora, ¿qué puede ser la razón de pararte? What was the reason to stop you? Like, your tag, light, or...
Correcto. But we've even had, and this is against what I believe, but the Supreme Court has even said that they can racially profile you right now, even though they have said previously that you can't. So we see this new court, the Nuevo Court under Trump, is a lot more conservative, and they're tending to push towards the ICE and what they're trying to do to hurt people.
Okay, Ángel.
Sí, básicamente, sí, los pueden parar por la etiqueta que tienen en la placa acá. Y ahorita estamos mirando que lo...
Ahora, como recomendación, maybe we recommend the people every day, like, to be careful, you know, like, buy your insurance, unless you don't have a driver's license, just have your insurance. Make sure you got your tax, you know, and make sure you got the lines of working properly.
If you follow the law,
exacto,
sí, you're much better off.
Lo hemos dicho muchas veces que usted sigue las reglas de tráfico, mantener sus carros en condiciones, por ejemplo, las luces, poner su direccional en tiempo, respetar los límites de velocidad. Es probablemente no lo pare, pero si usted no obedece, if you obey the law,
you should be angel, no muy rápido en tu coche, señor.
Aunque no es tan rápido en tu carro, te hago. Si usted no te van a llevar, cierto. Bueno, vamos cambiando un poquito de tema porque ya se nos va yendo el tiempo. Vamos a hablar acerca de la educación. Vamos a hablar acerca de health y de todas estas muchas cosas más. Adelante, Mr. John. We're talking about education.
Sí. So, Trump has tried to shut down the education department, which that doesn't help Oklahoma. We're 50th.
Somos el 50th en educación.
Yeah, uno más. Yeah.
Somos el último lugar en educación. El presidente trata de cerrar el departamento de educación. What's the reason he wants shut down the...
So, they think that the states should run it. Pero, Oklahoma, under Ryan Walters, had 30 deficiencies on our last federal audit.
Okay.
So if you get rid of the Department of Education, no accountability for the states. And that's billions of dollars going to Education for English language students, for socioeconomically, for poorer students, right? That are from those areas, and it helps students on IEPs that are special education students as well.
Sí, entonces querían cerrar el Departamento de Educación porque el presidente quería que los estados corran el Departamento de Educación en sus estados. Pero, como Oklahoma, somos los últimos educativos, pero que se hoy no hay responsabilidad y no está corrido por el gobierno federal, porque hemos mirado, pues obviamente somos los últimos en educación.
Sí. I heard. Who's the number one in education? New York?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
But it's the Northeast and the West where they spend the money, where they invest in niños.
Okay.
They get better education.
Es como todo. Cuando hay más
presupuesto.
Cuando hay más presupuesto que lo inviertes en niños, obvio que el niño va a aprender más, pero si apenas estamos limitados. A lo mejor, por el dinero que le dan al Departamento de Educación, pues no. Y también lo digo, yo creo que también es parte de la responsabilidad. I think it's part of the responsibility for the parents. We're last in the last place. So that's kind of...
But it's also like 40% of students in Tulsa Public Schools are Spanish speakers or speak another language.
Okay.
But it's our job to teach every one of those students.
Okay.
Right? But that doesn't mean they're going to start off in first grade, second grade, third grade at the same level as students that already speak English.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that all students are better off.
Okay.
You know?
Action.
Sí, entonces 40% de los estudiantes en la Tulsa Public Schools, las escuelas públicas de Tulsa, hablan español. Entonces el trabajo de ellos es enseñar a cada... los estudiantes, pero...
Me perdí la pregunta. Entonces, ¿cuál era? Perdón, ¿dónde nos quedamos? Pregúntale otra vez.
So, that students, they all, like, so whenever they're starting an education, And you speak Spanish or you speak Hmong, right? Because you're not going to be at the same level as the student who's only spoken English. And so they just need tiempo. They need time.
Okay, entonces, básicamente lo que está diciendo es que es el trabajo de las maestras para enseñar a cada estudiante, pero es que los niños necesitan tiempo como los de que hablan español.
Sí, es muy diferente hablar dos lenguas. There was difficult to speak two languages.
But, like we see here today, speaking a second language is a superpower.
Yeah.
A superpower for kids to be able to communicate with other, not just children, but with other people in their life.
Here, we're superheroes. Now, people ask, where is the registration for the boat? And what's the name for the political party?
So you can go to okvoterportal.org. And I am a Democrat this year, independientes, cannot vote in the Democratic primaries in June. They were held out because the...
Just Republicans and Democrats.
So only if you're a Republican, you can vote in the Republican primary in June 16th. If you're a Democrat, you can vote in the Democratic primary. Or if you're an Independiente or Libertarian, you can vote in November. Chris.
Okay. What is it's a okay voter portal.
.org.
.org, okay. Bueno, aquí tengo la dirección.
Oh, .gov, sorry.
Okay, .gov, okay.
Okay, voterportal.gov.
Para que usted se pueda registrar, so they can register on time, right?
Sí, and they have to be registered by March 31st.
Okay.
In one of those Republican or Democratic party in order to vote in June.
Okay, March 31 es el último del registro. Y para poder votar, las primarias son en junio y ya las buenas que son en noviembre. Bueno, pues eso decide, usted decide por quién votar. Y es una decisión muy personal. Pero si usted cree que mejora o empeora, usted decide si vota por el partido rojo o el partido azul. Right? Is your choice to vote for the red or blue?
Sí.
Bueno, ¿qué más tenemos, John, Mr. John? Algo más, what else we have?
So
let's talk about health.
Yeah, so healthcare is huge for everybody.
Yeah.
Right now, it's muy expensivo.
Muy caro.
Sí, drugs are muy expensivo, right? $1,000 a month for a lot of people to be able to buy prescriptions that they need, right? That the doctor said, you need to have this, but they're paying too much. We had the ACA. We've seen people, I had a Republican in South Tulsa tell me her premium went from $600 to $1,400 per month for her health insurance. And many people on Medicaid are being kicked off health insurance. So I believe healthcare is a universal right. If you are sick, if you are enfermo, you deserve to be well. We need to be able to heal people and give them the healthcare that they need. And right now, our system is too expensive and has bad outcomes compared to other countries around the world.
Yeah, I can.
Sí, lo que estaba diciendo John es que ahorita las prescripciones están muy caras. Una droga que cuestaba $1,000 como, bueno, pues antes de esta administración como $40, ahora ya cuesta $1,000. Entonces,
wow.
John dice que tenemos que trabajar para traer esos costos para abajo y debería de ser como...
Más igualitario.
Ah, sí. ¿No?
Y es que en realidad es un derecho. Si estás enfermo, como dices ya, tenemos que curarte, ¿no? Pero de esa manera, no creo que... how much cost the health? $1,400?
Sí, sí. We're saying people go up to $2,000. And what Republicans want to do is kick everyone off of the ACA and say, go to the same health insurance company, pay caro premiums, right? It's very expensive, and then not have pre-existing conditions. So if you have diabetes,
wow,
heart condition, if you've got cancer, then you're not going to be able to get insurance in the private. And so what I want to see is either a Medicaid expansion to where all Oklahomans can afford insurance, or Medicare for all, which is we have a system where everyone is covered. If you want to get something on top of that system, you can go buy extra private insurance. But we've seen that these single-payer systems are much less expensive and cover more people. They get better outcomes in any other country where they have...
Yeah.
Sí, básicamente lo que está diciendo John es que los republicanos quieren que echar cada uno de la gente, quitarlos del ACA y que regresen a la misma compañía de seguros de salud y que cobren que paguen más dinero para pues, prescripciones o algo medical. Entonces necesitamos algo que baja todos esos costos y para que no paguen tanto dinero.
Bueno, pues no se les olvide que, I mean, unfortunately, we're running out of time, but Mr. John, no me queda más que agradecerte. Thank you very much for your visit today.
Oh, muchas gracias.
And everybody knows the election's coming. Usted decide. You decide who you vote for. Están, si usted tiene el derecho de votar, hágalo. Porque eso podría cambiar el rumbo de este país. Mr. John, ¿algo más que quieras decir?
Is there anything to say?
No, I just make sure people, if you have the opportunity to vote,
okay,
we must vote. We have the lowest voter turnout in the country in Oklahoma the last two elections. We must get out and vote. So if you have, if you're a citizen,
okay,
go register to vote and show up and vote, because these elections matter, whether it's city council, school board, April 7th, for Alina Ashley, Connie Dotson.
Okay.
Follow us on social media. If you have questions, go to Facebook, Croissant for Congress, TikTok, Instagram. Come see what we're doing, and we appreciate all the support.
Bueno, pues está.
Sí, entonces dice John que si que se registren, si tienen la oportunidad de votar, o si eres ciudadano, que se registren a votar. Y si tienen algunas preguntas, pueden seguirnos en nuestras redes sociales, en Croissant for Congress, o pueden visitar nuestro sitio web. Y sí, si tienen la oportunidad de votar. Pues.
Bueno, pues muchísimas gracias. Thank you very much, Ángel. Thank you very much, John. Señorita, gracias por estar aquí el día de hoy. Y pues muchas gracias. Los esperamos para la siguiente.
And happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Feliz día del presidente. Ahí están los presidentes. Hoy no abren los bancos. Hoy no se trabaja. Nosotros sí. Y mañana dice mi señor que es el día de Mardi Gras. Ah, muy bien. Vamos a festejarlo. Gracias. Regresamos porque aquí suena La Qué Buena.